Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
407 DGS. Join me and Mark Cox next Thursday at Whiskey, Wine, and Dine. Tompkins by the Rack House down on Main Street. Go to 971talk.com/events to get your tickets. There's general admission and there's VIP. VIP just gets in first and gets a little extra time. A little more elbow room, but we're there, you know, for hours, so come on by. What else? I feel like there's something else. Am I making it up?
Think so.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, there's literally nothing else in the universe.
Okay.
So you're good.
Did you guys see the, at this point, I'm just laughing. I'm no longer getting upset. Did you see the Trump tweet about Cokie Roberts passing away?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. It is vintage Trump. Rach can pull it up and read it, but it's basically, yeah, so Cokie Roberts died. She never liked me. She was a professional, and I respected her as a professional, but she didn't treat me well, and she's dead. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, there's like a machine that you put real language into, and it comes out Trump speak.
Yeah.
Just the facts. She didn't like me. She's dead. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. There's something.
He tweets so much. I can't find the tweet.
You could end any statement with sad and it would be Trump's.
Yeah. Really bad news.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Are you looking
we
it
can't.
Up?
There's literally nothing else going on in the universe.
Speaking of weird things people say, did you guys see that Joe Biden has vowed to put 720 million women back in the workforce?
Wow, that's double our population.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That guy knows how to.
When did he say that? Was it like at a speech?
It was on Tuesday at a workers' presidential summit in Philadelphia.
Oh my gosh.
Here's his tweet on Cokie Roberts passing. I never met her. She never treated me nicely, but I would like to wish her family well. She was a professional, and I respect professionals. She just was never nice to me.
Sad.
Sounds about right.
Sad.
But you know what? Rach made a point earlier today.
He just doesn't care.
Not just that, though, but most people... Okay, what am I trying to say? He just says what... Everyone else doesn't. Now, I don't know whether that is something for him to be applauded or if it's just such a breach of courtesy because there are many people that pass away in our lives that we really didn't like that much, but we go to their funeral or send flowers, so maybe we're just fake as hell and he's real, but he's not just shaking up Washington. He's shaking up just common courtesy.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, he didn't have to tweet that. He could have just not said anything.
Yeah, how about not saying anything?
He does not do that.
Do you remember when... No, I'm drawing a blank about what I was going to say now. Oh, no.
Did somebody die?
Drawing a brunk. Yeah.
McCain?
We said it. We said on this show.
Yeah, drawing a bronc.
My palsy, I'm drawing
a
bronc.
That's a classic.
But basically, we said it was somebody who had done bad things and was known for bad things, and he passed away, and everybody was falling all over themselves.
Yeah.
And
Charles Manson?
Tweeting all these great things. No.
And he was good at knifing.
People really loved to follow him.
Was it
him
whenever
around.
Barbara Bush died?
No. He was nice to me.
I can't remember.
Because some people were calling her out, and other people were like, don't speak ill of the dead. You guys remember that?
We all wanted a politician for so long who was not a politician,
yep.
who would speak from the hip.
You get him, and you're like,
this is the 100% version of that.
Chuck Berry. When Chuck Berry died, and there were people tweeting like he was the heart and soul of rock and roll, and there was never a greater man. It's like, well, he spied on women in the bathroom, and he did. And if you look, he did a lot of bad things, and it's okay. Every human being does
great
good
musician.
And bad. But yeah, great musician, and you know, and it, one of the best.
No need to expand. And,
but right, but we were commenting when he died that all that and it happens with so many people that all of their sins are just flushed down the toilet and they become saints when they die.
My,
and that's wrong.
Literally, the very first assignment I got when I went to my very first firm out of law school, Guilfoyle, Petzl and Shoemake, the firm I worked for. Represented. This is weird.
Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
This is weird because they were a silk stocking firm. They represented the football Cardinals. They're at the top of the Boatman's Bank building back then. And we represented High Society Girly Magazine. And we did an expose on Chuck Berry, and he sued us. And so they, Skippy the Punk walks in, and they're like, here's your first assignment. You need to go out and find some dirt on Chuck Berry. So that we can, you know, he says we ruined his reputation. So I come back an hour later. I'm like, here you go.
I found some stuff.
it wasn't too hard.
Man, I worked when I was working at UPN 46. It was like first job out of college. I was working with a guy who was my technically my boss, but it was kind of like this situation where everybody's friends. And he, you guys
what
are
a
my
surprise.
Friends. We like talking and hanging out.
Dave, like the, look on Dave's face.
The presumptive close. I mean, he was my real boss. Not like you. You're my buddy. You're my best friend.
So he, we had been working together for a couple of years, and one day we were out having lunch, and he says, "Yeah, you know, that's just like when they said that stuff about my grandpa." And I'm like, "Wow, that's a weird thing to say." I just didn't address it. And then he said something else later about, "Yeah, that's just like my grandpa." I'm like, okay, what's the deal? Why do you keep dropping
Chuck
your
Berry?
Grandpa? Grandpa was Chuck Berry.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird, knowing somebody for that long and not knowing that.
And not knowing that grandpa was Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and then probably dropped a million hints like that and you never
He probably did. I never picked it up.
Did he duck
Well, I think it's one of those things that everybody knew.
You walk past the statue in the loop and he's like, that's my grandpa. And Ryan's like, he's always talking
it's
about
weird.
His grandpa.
He says grandpa and points at things.
Man, he loved his grandpa.
But then I was like, no way. And so I started grilling him about that stuff, about the stuff that,
I'm sure
you know,
that was...
I'm like, wait a minute. What about all the stuff that people are not supposed to talk about your grandpa? And he was like, yeah, that's kind of weird knowing all of that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's books written about it. He's read them. He knows.
Yeah, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Like, everyone has a dark side. Some of them are worse than others, like, you know, spying on women. In private moments, but then he's humiliating his grandchildren by, like, people know you're related to him and this is an open secret. And yeah, I don't know. It's just strange the way
I will
fame
say
works.
To prove it, I said, well, then get me somewhere where you couldn't normally get me. And he's like, okay. So like that weekend, what? That's not what he did. That is not what he did.
Are you sure?
I don't know how to recover from that one.
He's like, oh my gosh, you figured it out.
Yeah, you're Chuck Berry's grandson.
Prove it.
Ouch.
Go.
Wow. You got me in the duck room. You got me front row in the duck room. And
go in any public restroom in the city of St. Louis. All right. And then you come back and he's like, here's the picture. You're right. You are related.
Take me somewhere.
Take me somewhere nobody else can take me. Oh!
Show me what you got.
Yipe! You are a berry.
Whoa, there he is. Ah!
All right, that's nice of you, but I said take me somewhere that nobody else is.
Oh! Slam a lemma ding dong.
So where did he take you?
Scottie Pippen slamming for three.
Slamming for three. Tilt a world.
Scottie Pippen for three.
Slam
dunk. From the three-point line.
Timely reference. Okay, Scottie Pippen.
Throwback.
That
throwback.
Part's on lock.
It's throwback, people.
I did sneak it in there when you guys
Kelly Trapuka from Notre Dame.
5 points at the free throw line. That's how this works.
He's unstoppable.
All right.
So are you still friends with his grandson?
Yeah, we're still buddies.
Let's get him on the show.
I doubt that now.
Well, hopefully he's not listening, because if he is, we're not friends.
Where did he take you? I'm curious.
rest stop.
So it is true. Okay.
The duck room. He got me into the duck room.
Yeah, nobody can get in the duck room.
Yeah, I played there.
But he got me. Have you?
We can get in there.
He got me front row for a Chuck Berry show. Last minute, though. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's neat.
That's cool. How long ago was that?
2006. And yeah, he was still really good. I mean, it was still one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Didn't
he
play there like once a month or something up until the end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're always sold out, which is why it was cool to get to go.
Great story.
Yeah, I know.
I'm proud to be your boss.
What'd
and
you
your
have
friend.
To do to get that front row ticket?
He do my ding-a-ling?
I don't remember.
The grandson or?
I remember I taking pictures of it with my old flip phone cell phone.
That's illegal, dude.
And then looking back at it and being like, I can't even tell. That looks like my grandma. Doesn't look like Chuck Berry. Looks like my grandma bending over a stove.
Okay.
Wow.
What?
It was so pixelated. You couldn't even tell who it was.
Looks like my grandma bending
over. Your grandma is an 90-year-old black man playing a guitar?
And doing the duck walk? I get it. I get it.
I want to meet your grandma. Oh, that's just my grandma bending over a stove.
You know how it is.
No, man, it's Chuck Berry. Look.
Is that your grandma shredding guitar?
That's grandma all day long.
Oh, Blueberry. Why is Chuck Berry wearing a dress and baking an apple pie? Oh, wait a minute. That's my grandma. Bending over an oven. That's not the king of rock and roll. I get them so mixed up.
Every time I walk past Del Mar, look, there's a statue of my grandma.
Man, she loved to bake that guitar.
She's making salsini.
She'd put it in a pan.
See Grandma Wiggins serving Thanksgiving dinner every year to come out.
Big pompadour.
Hold the platter. Duck walking out with the turkey.
All right. If you're Chuck Berry's grandson, prove it. Take me somewhere I'd never be able to go.
Dude.
Okay.
It's called the duck room.
Dude.
Yeah. Nobody's ever been in the duck room before.
Secret venue.
I hate to break this to you, but that's not your grandpa. That's my grandma. She's just baking a casserole, so if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick picture and leave.
I'm in the grandma. I'm right here. I'm in the front row.
Grandma!
Grandma, I didn't know you did this.
It's Wiggins.
Wiggins.
It's Wiggins, yeah.
It's Wiggins.
It's me, Wiggins.
It's Wiggins.
Your grandson.
Are you making green bean casserole again?
I would love it if Wiggins' grandma called him Wiggins. Hey, Wiggins, get in here. It's Christmas, for God's sake.
Crowd loves your bacon, Grandma. You're going crazy.
Put that guitar down, you crazy old lady. You know how to play that.
Get back in the kitchen.
Whoa, I was wrong, Grandma.
Wow, that was a whole segment. Yeah. That's another building for sale moment you just had.
Yes.
It was worse.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
It hasn't stopped.
This has been a slap happy show.
Yep.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever said in my life.
That was really funny.
Dave, you there?
Here.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello, hello, hello. I missed the dumbest thing. I like to write those things down.
Well, everybody. It was an off the air thing. I don't know.
If oh,
yeah. Okay. Sue, did you hear it?
She's not.
I swear to God,
she's literally not in the chair right across from you.
Didn't you just hear Sue?
Sue's with Van Lorenz across the hall.
I swear I just heard Sue.
You.
But you can see her empty chair.
I'm having an aneurysm.
She's not in the room.
Kirk on Twitter wants to know if we're drinking.
I'm getting concerned for Dave.
So tell us how you feel.
Somebody needs
you look beautiful, by the way.
Chris Arps
Somebody
is here.
Somebody needs to give you a ride home.
Why is Sue on my lap?
She's not in here.
She's literally not
you hear
here.
That one, Sue?
Okay.
Sue loves it.
She's
laughing so hard he can't even hear her.
I thought maybe she was back in the other room. No. I was like, where is
Sue? Let me tell you what Sue's thinking right now.
He like
okay.
She's doing traffic on 102.5.
Gestured to the empty chair too.
Pull it together.
Disturbing.
Lock it up.
Ooh. Wow. Save us, Dave. Save us.
I'm here.
No, somebody no, I can't. Actually, I have a Twitter question for you, Dave. Somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what happened to ask Dave Murray?
We just haven't done it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I can go back and find some questions.
Stand by. Somebody asked me today, said ask Dave Murray. Please ask Dave Murray how the next 5-day forecast has changed with a tropical storm in the Gulf.
Sue, feel free to weigh in on this one.
Said the storm has seemed to move more east. Is that better or worse for St. Louis? That's the question.
There's a lot of questions about where that thing, where the moisture packet. It'll be a little low pressure system. It will turn up the Mississippi Valley. There's a question of how it holds together, if it even holds together, and how that comes into play. More importantly, I think, for us, is there's a couple of cold fronts on the way. There's one that will come in on Friday, not real strong. There's a couple behind that, and that will try to suck that moisture up and over us. And if they're effective in doing that, we should see some pretty good rain Saturday and Sunday. But I think most of the rain is going to come from the cold fronts more so than the tropical system.
There you go. Question answered. And the break. So. And the break we needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wish Sue were here.
Sue's back.
Why? What happened?
A lot. A lot.
The voice of mom.
Oh, that.
You missed a lot.
Sue, that was great. That was a great voice. Ooh. That was like mom coming in.
Yeah, what happened?
Have you really kids done been something. Up to?
No, I was staring at your empty chair and talking to you.
Yes. You know what?
Not ironically.
No, just, I wasn't trying to
I don't mean to
funny.
Do this. I don't even want to justify what you did. But Joe on Twitter says he heard Sue's voice.
Okay, Taliban, pull that.
Pull that. And the first few seconds, the first few seconds of yes. the first 60 seconds of this segment, and see if somebody heard it. Obviously, it wasn't Sue because she wasn't here. So maybe Rachel said something. Made a sound that sounded like Sue.
I was accidentally like fantastic. That's random. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't hit a button or anything.
You don't like the bubbly?
She was here.
Oh. Okay.
I'm still recovering.
Okay.
All right.
So
real show.
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.
Starting now.
Okay. Well, that was the later in the week forecast. So what's coming up in the next couple of days, Dave?
Still summertime tomorrow. 92, hot, humid. Friday, the first of the cool fronts will try to sink down. It's going to have a little trouble doing it. I think we're still well into the 80s on Friday and still quite humid. Couple of pop thunderstorms in the afternoon, but rather limited. However, that front will eventually come through. Then a couple more behind that. Friday night, a bit of an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity, mainly really late at night, and then a little more of an increase in scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night and Sunday. If I really had to pick a time frame of the most rain right now, it looks like Saturday night and Sunday. Neither day is a washout, but I think Saturday night and Sunday, we could see an inch of rain out of this thing.
All right. Palate is cleansed.
No.
I just keep picturing, like, it's Ryan's birthday, and he goes over to his grandma's house,
and she
brings out a cake, and it just says, Happy Birthday, Wiggins.
Dave, I wish you'd have heard the segment before this.
Oh.
Yeah, I usually dial in and I got a little behind on something.
Oh. This is the best, worst segment we've ever done.
Whew. All right.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
And
it
then
really
what
is.
Happened off the air is my story for the next Dave Glover Live show.
Yes. That was insane.
It was insane.
It was crazy.
You're dumb today.
I am.
Sorry.
You asked it. And then you looked at me with like the real eyes, and then your eyes went.
Wow.
I said, what? And then, what do you think of that, Sue? Sue's down the hall.
Sue, give us your take.
I'm looking at your empty chair, and
that's
Dave's like,
so
what do you
Sue.
Think, Sue? What are you talking
about? I'm telling
you,
when Taliban pulls this sound, you're going to hear Sue.
Joe
He's
going to
have a tough time.
It's like an EVP. I heard Sue, too.
Oh, that's so
Sue's weird. Able to astro project herself.
I got news. It wasn't
on
Sue.
Paranormal Wednesday.
It wasn't Sue.
Well,
Wiggins, as your grandma calls it, tell everyone about the paranormal guest.
Harry Hubbard. He is from Southern Illinois, Marion County. Nude to me. I was just looking up, you know, weird.
Nude?
Nude to me.
Oh, good.
I've never seen this man clothed.
Yeah. Know nothing about him.
He is way into Burroughs Cave, which I guess is a cave that was discovered in the late 70s by a guy named Burroughs.
And that's all we need.
Makes so, sense.
We don't even need something. To have him on anymore.
I got news. If he's listening, he turned around.
Now he's calling in.
He's gone. Okay, good. Thank God.
But he doesn't like to call it Burroughs because he had a vendetta.
Yeah, like this guy really? Burroughs and him kind of got into it, I guess. And he calls it the cave everyone calls Burroughs Cave.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah, snap. So we got to ask him about that a little bit.
Can't let it go.
And so he's got a ton of the artifacts that came out of this cave. No idea if they're valuable, if they're legit. He says they're absolutely legit, that they're from Egyptian times. Well, my question is why hasn't there been more attention to this if this is all real?
In the paranormal world, there has been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a story that I'm very familiar with.
But that's a huge archaeological find. Outside of the paranormal.
I think it's written off generally as a hoax. I think most scientists would say that it's a hoax.
Yeah, is it Burroughs? I think a lot of people say this Burroughs guy was some sort of
Burroughs
genius who crafted these things himself. And if you know what we're talking about, there's a cave like around Effingham or something that's full of Egyptian treasures.
Mm-hmm.
And they look and feel very convincing, but people say that this guy made them all and he planted them and...
So this guy who's coming on did not do that, and he doesn't like Burroughs, I guess.
Were they partners or something?
I don't know what their relationship is. I know that they're not. They don't talk now.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
And he says that Burroughs may have faked a couple of items at some point and discredited the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's why he's mad at him, because he's like, this is legit, but that guy ruined it by discrediting it with just a couple of things. Yeah.
Because if the artifacts are true... If they're real, then it's unexplainable how
they would have gotten
pieces
here.
From that part of the world made by they don't match up. They shouldn't be here. And so if it is real, then that's a big time historical mystery.
Yeah, he dropped this bomb on me. He said that the body of Alexander the Great is what they think they found in this cave.
Wow, that's pushing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But. It's interesting nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah.
I have an Ask Dave Murray question, just personally, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, Dave, you said that Saturday was the 1-year anniversary of your retirement from Fox 2.
Last Saturday, yep.
Yes. My question is, how would you sum up your first year of retirement, and was it what you thought it would be?
I think Sue has the word for that.
Sex.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
You don't like the bubbly?
You don't like the bubbly?
You don't like the bubbly?
Fantastic.
There you go. That's it. Fantastic. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Really? Awesome. So, really? Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Awesome.
Yep. I'm really enjoying it. Awesome. It. We thought about doing it a year earlier, and I think timing-wise, I'm glad.
Oh, I was going to say, now knowing how great it was, do you wish you would have gotten to it earlier?
Maybe. But, yeah, that's water under the bridge, so I don't think about it much. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it when I did it, and I don't miss the TV side of it at all.
Were that's your good. Concerns, Dave, that you wouldn't, like, you'd have too much time on your hands? What were your worries that it turned out to be nothing?
I didn't have a lot of concerns because I knew I was going to continue with radio and some of the other stuff that I do on the side. It's not a lot, but it's enough to keep you a little busy each day, Monday through Friday. I love working out in the yard, love walking the dogs, love doing stuff together, love having our evenings together, which for 42 years we never had.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
You know, going out to dinner, going to see a play, going just anything. Anything at night is fantastic.
Good for Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad for you guys.
That's great. Could be happier.
I wish that everybody's retirement is successful as we have been so far in a year.
You know who wishes they could retire? These guys. An explosion at a bull semen storage facility left a giant mess. There was an explosion earlier this week.
How does that explode?
At a storage facility. where nothing is stored but bull semen.
Oh, goodness.
The fire department says about 100 cylinders of bull semen or BS exploded and splattered all around the building.
Oh, man, those farmers are going to have to get back to work fast.
Mm-mm.
How big are these cylinders? How?
That's what I'm wondering. That's exactly what I'm wondering.
Do we have gallons and gallons and gallons of this storage someplace?
Mm-mm.
So we're all just quitting on the spot, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm not cleaning that up.
No. No, are you kidding me?
There's not enough. There's not enough body wash.
No. You get the call and you're like, oh, okay, I'm not ever coming in ever again.
Clem, goodbye. I got bad news.
Nice knowing you.
Good news, bad news. You're about to get some overtime. But building number five blew up.
Got a bit of a sticky situation.
Our tanks exploded.
That's right. Building five, bull semen. No, it's all gone. It's everywhere.
Bring a mop.
Like,
are there
buildings of other types of semen?
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
No, that's a great question.
Just said how great his retirement is.
The difference between Fox 2 Dave Murray and retired Dave Murray.
Code 9!
Code 9, that's the bull building.
What kind of semen is it? Please, God, tell me it's not the monkey semen.
That radio just said code 9. You better prepare yourself for what you're about to see, son. It's not going to be pretty.
There's two people who clean up everything.
Let me ask you something.
One of them's younger.
What's the most bull semen you've ever seen? that's about to get beat.
That's about to change.
Bring
the news
mop.
Gets back to the farm, and the bull's like, oh, come on. I gotta
start all over.
Start all over.
No, the bull's like, whoa.
Yeah, no, the bull's like, yes, sir.
Oh my!
It worked.
We snuck in the middle of that, blew those tanks up.
We have closed circuit of a couple of the bulls with some dynamite. They don't have thumbs, so we don't know how they lit it, but they're running away just smiling. If you're the collector, that's the one.
Yeah. Yep.
You ever seen a bull smile, son?
Oh, God. Got real, real gross there. Got real creepy all of a sudden.
Yeah, just because he said it.
Of all the things that we've talked about in the last hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it.
It did. And that's saying something.
Making your grandma Chuck Berry proud.
It's me.
Thanks, Dave.
It's Wiggins.
Everybody listening and commenting online, I swear to God,
it's worse.
Just got so much weirder.
It's worse off the air. It's as bad as it is on the air.
Okay.
It's worse.
First, before we go into what we did in the break, we have the first few seconds of that last segment where I thought Sue was in. Okay, so listen to see if anyone else here. Sue is not in the room during this.
Right. This could be part of the Halloween show.
That's another building for sale moment we just had.
Yes.
It was worse.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
It hasn't stopped.
This has been a slap happy show.
Yep.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever said in my life.
That was really funny.
Dave, you there?
Here.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. I missed the dumbest thing. I like to write those things down.
Well, everybody it was an off-the-air thing.
There was.
Yeah, I heard it.
She said,
did
you hear it? Everybody
I did.
It did.
Take it back. Sue said, well, everybody did.
I like to write those things down.
Well, everybody did.
That was Tony.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tony, did you hear it? Do it again.
I missed the dumbest thing. I like to write those things down.
Well, everybody did. It was an off-the-air thing.
Wow, you sound like Sue just then. Sue, did you hear it?
I did. Just a little bit.
No, Sue.
Nope.
Okay. Adult warning.
Oh, God.
No.
Adult warning.
You're talking about the video, not what he... Okay.
Oh, man. Please don't.
Next live show. I mean, I've got my whole script.
Oh, we're done.
I've got my whole...
I'm not even doing stand-up next
script.
Time.
Script. For the next DGS live show.
I think we can talk about this because it's animal husbandry. Right?
No, but
it's science.
Just
science.
Be careful.
It's nothing to laugh at.
It's just the way that bulls make more bulls.
Yeah.
Right.
And anybody following...
Pretty sure they were making bulls before we started doing this.
Me or Rachel on Twitter, which you should do, at Tony Columba 971, at Rachel Z 971. Mama K, send us a tweet that you can go and look at. You should follow Wiggins while you're there too at Radio.
It is a instructional video for ranchers.
Yeah.
On how you
collect
from the bull.
Yep. Yep.
And this particular bull has a particular way you have to make it happen.
Yep.
The one instructional video just happens to be
this bull.
This bull.
Yeah. Others are different. That's just Zeke. Now, Toro, Toro likes to watch you dance. He just wants to see you just do a little jig.
Yeah, right, right. You
want a jig is always the one that does it, too.
Yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, don't freestyle.
I want to be here all day. Just go over there and,
and dance. Do a little
freestyle dancing.
You'll know when it's time to stop.
Just so everyone at home knows, I am officially dead inside. So,
yeah,
you were the grossest on the air just now. I mean, off the air,
off the air.
You were bringing it. Don't
because
act all judgmental.
Disturbed. I was disturbed. I was merely reacting.
Oh no.
I am a reactor.
Tony,
no,
you got my back on this, right?
Her and Wiggins.
These people that apply for this job, they want to put their fingers in their butt.
I'm saying a certain percentage probably do.
They love it. And you know it.
You know they love it. You know that this is the only job they'll ever do. Sometimes
like,
they don't even get paid for
it. It's Tuesday.
It was, you know they wake up and they're like, yes!
Yes!
Today!
Yes! Going to the farm.
Fifth of the month.
Payday, baby.
Let's go get some of that. Some of them aren't looking forward to it.
Here comes Thumpkin.
Man, I just had a joke that I can't tell. I hate that.
And then
it's a good one. It's a good one.
And
too.
Then Tony brought up a story.
It's a good joke.
Just
for the next DGS Live. And then Wiggins said,
an old story.
He took it up a notch.
I already blocked out what Wiggins said.
Weirdest thing I've ever heard a human say.
He took it up a notch.
Yes.
It's so calmly,
a story
too.
That I have for 18 years thought was...
The weirdest?
The was un-take-a-upable.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Has been taken up.
Just so calmly. He just said it so calmly in conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy that does that.
Yeah.
Is this Ross?
Some people, it's...
Or Dennis?
No. It is the guy that introduced me to the phrase Red Rocket, though.
Stop. With the...
You know what?
He won't learn.
No.
That ties into the video.
Yes, it does. We're going to have more views of this. Do we get credit for this if people watch the video 1,000,000,000 times?
Or you could not watch the video.
Take a video of the video.
I don't think you can.
Do you want credit?
Not
for it?
Watch the video.
Right. No, I mean, do you want that to be our legacy?
Go follow us on Twitter.
Kind of.
Number one post ever.
I mean, it would.
The video has like 8 views now. By the end of this show, it's going to have 18,000. That farmer's going to be like, hey.
Wow.
Sharon replied to Mama K and said, I think I sinned by watching that. I think you did too. I don't think we're supposed to see that kind of thing.
Apparently, there is apparently. There is a episode of Dirty Jobs.
Really?
That is about that job.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember seeing the episode?
No, but that's what people on the Twitter machine
are saying. That would confirm or deny whether this is the way you do it to all bulls.
Well, I doubt they make a special device just for this one bull.
Yeah.
So you think they do
well,
that to every
bull?
He's hard
to please.
What?
He's hard to please.
Well, I mean... This was a fairly complex machine. I doubt someone designed it and manufactured it for one bull.
You don't think they're in mass?
Get out the drawing board.
Quite a bull. We want that bull's.
What happens when that bull dies?
On.
It's like they just start all over?
No need for this anymore.
I can't wait till we're not talking about this anymore.
Well, your wish is coming true.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.